So the first time that I know of was on a boat trip, and it was between Trinidad and Tobago. And on New Year's Eve, we went to Tobago, which is a smaller place, and we took a boat trip. And on the boat trip, Gru asked me if I could find him a jackfruit. And I had so much joy because going all over the place because jackfruit was out of season. So I just went all over the place looking for jackfruit. And finally, I found one man. He said, I don't have any now, but in a week I can get it for you. I said, that's perfect because we will be going back tonight, which was New Year's Eve. We'll be going back to Tobago. But when we, in 4 or 5 days, we'll be flying home from Trinidad. We'll be flying home and we'll come back. And on that day, I will come see you. On the boat trip back, a man, not in our group, a man had a heart attack and died. And I was a medical student then. And I heard there were people saying, is there a doctor? Is there a doctor? I ran over to the man. And then there was a doctor. He came. So both of us went to see the man. The man actually was not alive. He did not have a pulse, but we tried to bring him back. And my friend, the doctor, was pushing on his chest, and I was breathing and breathing. We were trying very hard. When I was trying to help the man breathe, he gave a cough. Oftentimes, it's called a death cough. Oftentimes, after a person passes on, there's like the last, like their lungs, you know, are just releasing air. So the man gave a cough, and his something from inside his like his saliva went into me. What happened was he passed on. We could not bring him back. And after about an hour, I started to get a fever. And then I started getting very weak and very high fever. And by the time we got back, I was so sick. And so I remember going back to the room. We were staying in like a cabins and where I just could only lie down. I was so weak. And for 3 or 4 days, I felt so bad. I was so sick. And Guru was asking and asking about me. And he sent people to help me all the time around the clock. People were helping me. But I was so weak. I was like very, very weak. And the fever was so high. And where we were, there weren't hardly any doctors. So what happened was after about 4 days or so, I was so very weak. The fever was very high. We went back to Trinidad to the airport. And it was very, very hot, I remember. And I was so weak, I just could lie down by a tree and just lie down. And I was all waiting for the airplane. In the meantime, you know, remember the man I had arranged with a man to get a jackfruit for Guru. The man came to the airport. Yeah, because I forgot. I had arranged to meet him at the airport. And he had a big and beautiful jackfruit, which he had brought for Guru. So the disciples opened it up and prepared it and gave Guru many. And then Guru came over to me and he gave me, by his hand, he gave me the piece of jackfruit. And he said, long live Agraha. On the airplane, I was very grateful to Guru and grateful the Prasad came. Anyway, when we got back to New York, I was so sick. My fever was so high that the boys took me straight to the hospital. They didn't even go home. I was so sick and so weak. I had, besides a fever, I was just very, very, very ill. And the doctors, they couldn't find out the cause. They gave me every antibiotic. It was not working. They told my friends, you should call his family because he will not live. By that time, I was in the intensive care unit. And I remember Guru came into the hospital. No one was allowed in the intensive care unit. But Guru came in. Guru somehow got in physically. He came and into the room. And even, I forgot one thing. The night before, it was so hard for me to even breathe. I just wanted to give up breathing. I wanted to stop. And I remember late at night, I said, oh, let me just stop. It's so hard to breathe. And I could hear Guru's voice. This was inwardly. I could hear Guru commanding me, no, no, you must breathe. You must try. That was inwardly. And then the next, so I did breathe and I was alive. I stayed. It was a really tough night, very difficult night, but I stayed alive. But the next day is the day when Guru came to the hospital physically. I was in the intensive care unit and Guru came into the room. And suddenly I just like folded my hands and I sat up and I was just like a child and I was so happy to see Guru. And then Guru said to me, he said, good boy, can you see the light outside? Can you see the light? And I said, yes, Guru, yes, Guru. And Guru said, from now on, no more darkness, no more darkness, only light, light. And Guru meditated on me, and he smiled, and then Guru left the room. And I was so happy, I was just crying, you know, I was so grateful. But what happened then was absolutely amazing. The very minute that Guru left the room, the very minute, all of a sudden I started to perspire profusely. And I'm like, my heart is beating like anything because I'm so happy and I'm so excited, grateful to see Guru. And the nurses come running in and they say, what's going on? What's going on? Because my heart is beating fast and I'm perspiring so much. And they're saying, what's going on? What's going on? I said, everything's wonderful. I'm so happy. What actually happened when you've had a fever and the fever breaks, you perspire a lot. And at that very moment the Guru left, after he gave that beautiful message and blessed me, the fever broke and nothing the doctors could do could save me. But Guru came and saved my life. I got better slowly, slowly. The doctor said, we have no idea what happened to you, but a miracle has happened. And I said, I can tell you what the miracle was. It was my Guru. I was in the hospital for quite a while, but slowly, slowly I got better and better and better.